Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And get the latest on football and the Commanders with Nate Davis of USA Today. Nate, I want to start locally here. We found out yesterday, Jason Wright out as team president. Search begins immediately to find his successor. He is going to stay on this football season as a senior advisor. Surprised at all with the timing of this as we close it on camp this week?
I don't know what the optimal timing would have been, Grant. And welcome back, by the way. I spent Monday quoting Danny Ruggie. Back to Danny Ruggie.
Yeah, it was tough. Nate got me too, by the way. I totally forgot about something, and he called me right out on it. I had no answer. I had no response. I was flattened.
That's great.
Jason's pending departure. I mean, I don't know the ideal time to announce that. I mean, I think most of his endeavors were on the business side, so I don't think the football team will be especially affected by this. He had some misadventures, I'd say, in his time here, but I mean, also he was not in the most favorable situation for a good chunk of that time, but wish them well. We'll see what they do next in that position, but definitely kind of signals a near complete turnover, just kind of in the Josh Harris area here.
Nate, read your piece about why the Niners would be crazy to trade Brandon Ayuk. Tell people what those reasons would be, why they'd be nuts to do it. I'm with you.
Yeah, primarily, we talk about teams being in a Super Bowl window, and we know the Niners are a perennial contender, but I mean, this is the window. This is the last year they're going to have Brock Purdy on the NFL version of welfare for a quarterback, and next year they're going to have to pay him, and that's going to mean that other guys are going to have to go. They're as loaded as they're going to be this year with Brandon Ayuk, who became Brock Purdy's number one target last year. I mean, the crux of the argument is why would you get rid of a guy? And certainly at this point, presumably for draft assets, it wouldn't do you any good until 14 months from now. So it just doesn't make sense. So the Niners have leverage here. I think I said it before. I mean, I find it more likely that they'll figure out something with Brandon Ayuk either in the near term or next year. And then I think probably the more likely candidate to go, based on how this offense worked last year, we would be Debo Samuel and maybe another guy or two.
Nate, are you watching off-season Hard Knocks with the Giants on HBO?
Yes.
So two things on that. I guess first I just want to know what you think about the format, because I think this is the best version of Hard Knocks for me personally. But then second, I can't believe how rudimentary some of the questions Brian Daboll has asked are. And I want to know if every coach is like that, do you think? I mean, he's asking things like before the day they're trying to trade for Burns. They've been working on this for weeks and weeks and weeks. He's the head coach. They're counseling him. He's like, what's his sack production like? I mean, first of all, sack production is like the 11th best way to tell if an edge is awesome or not. So that is dumb in and of itself. But I just can't believe that's the question an hour before they're trying to trade for him. And then there's just other things along the way that he's asking about guys. It just seems to me like I like Brian Daboll, but I've been really surprised by him.
Yeah, you know, Grant, I think this kind of shows you to some degree, and I've enjoyed it too. I mean, it's actually kind of ironic to me that the Giants kind of avoided, you know, this Hard Knocks thing throughout their existence. And then they sign up for what may be like the most invasive and revealing, you know, version of all of them. I think it kind of shows how things can be siloed. Knowing Brian Burns' production isn't Brian Daboll's lane. I mean, certainly, you know, I could see where you might think you'd bone up on it a little bit.
He doesn't have Google?
I got Pro Football Reference up right now.
I mean, it's not like he's preparing for the Eagles this week, you know? I mean, and it's weeks and weeks of, like, they were at the Senior Bowl talking about it, and I can't think of exactly, but it's like 6 weeks later that they're now. And he's like, so what's his sack production?
Is he good at football, you guys?
I don't know, man. I know that here when Marty and Ron just sat around, it was just a bunch of dudes from Section 417 running a football team. But is that the case everywhere?
Well, I mean, Shane and Morgan were talking about it at the Senior Bowl. But, to me, Brian Daboll came out very impressive with the question and answer portion, you know, in that tight window they had at the combine.
I love that, yes.
When they were running the prospects through. And, I mean, I think that's his deal is the X's and O's. And, I mean, you know, I'm sure he knows who Brian Burns is. I mean, does he know his production off the top of his head? Again, I'm not sure that's issue number one for him. He just got a new defensive coordinator. I think I've been more struck by feeling – and again, you know, obviously, you know, we're seeing the snippets that NFL Films and the Giants are kind of letting out there. And, you know, who knows what the broader context is of some of these discussions. But it does feel like, too, that, you know – you know, the three of us should get a football team and run it.
Exactly. I mean, you mentioned the coordinator, Nate. Like, that's another one. And now I sound like I'm beating up on him. But he comes up in the first episode to Joe Shane. He's like, I made my decision. We're going to hire, I don't even remember the guy's name, whoever the former Titans coordinator was. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, this guy's the real deal. He's like, they were 10th in yards against them in the run. And he, like, used the most, like, the stats that I would look up when I was 15. He's like, he's 10th against the run. I looked it up. He's not even going per play. He's going per game. Like, I mean, just dumb stuff.
You know? Amazingly.
I'm like, these are the analytics of football, the Ron Rivera style that he's using to hire his coordinator? I don't know, man. It was just...
The thing that's really struck me is just kind of like, you know, I don't mean this in an insulting way, but I mean, it almost seems like John Mara is like this 12-year-old kid who wants Saquon Barkley for Christmas. And Joe Shane's just, maybe. We'll see. I'll let you know.
You'll see how it goes. You got to save you from yourself there, sir.
Exactly. He tells him a bunch. He's like, he's our most popular player. And Joe Shane's like, yeah.
Sure is, yeah.
We get it.
I'll have a heart attack if he goes to Philadelphia. Yeah. Spoiler.
It's so good, though. So, so good. Check out Nate. You should be following him already and following all his content. Does a great job covering the National Football League for USA Today. He's at By Nate Davis on Twitter. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
good
bud.
Having you on as always.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Be good. There you go. Your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.